Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, we're looking at mainly cloudy conditions with a little sun here and there. Also a chance for showers and thunderstorms, and we'll have a high today of about 86 degrees. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin, we start things out in Kenosha, where it is currently 75 degrees, in Burlington, 74, Milwaukee, 77, also 77 in Racine. The attorney for the Racine man accused of making online threats against law enforcement in the wake of recent fatal police shootings nationwide says he was only acting in the heat of the moment. 43-year-old Byron Cohen, facing three charges, solicitation of threats to law enforcement and terrorist threats, both as hate crimes, plus disorderly conduct. He allegedly posted such things as "be the first to shoot," talking about black males, and that white officers should, quote, kiss their loved ones goodbye. Police monitored that kind of social media discussion, and then they acted. Cohen's first appearance was yesterday afternoon. Afterward, his mother, who asked not to be identified, said that since her son's arrest, the family, even those from out of state, have been threatened by other people.
Some of the family, not me, but some of the family members have been threatened online. There have been people online that have even suggested a lynching.
She said that one person being charged with such serious crimes wonders why that is happening when so many other things are being put online as well. The post, she said, out of character for her son. Cohen is being held in the Racine County Jail on $75,000 cash bond, a preliminary hearing scheduled for next week. In Sheboygan, the search over for three suspects in a Monday morning fatal stabbing. The suspects, ages 22, 27, and 31. Police Lieutenant Bill Adams saying that they got help from Milwaukee area law enforcement.
Taken into custody with the assistance of the U.S. Marshal Service in the Milwaukee area and the West Dallas Police Department.
They're suspected of being part of a fatal stabbing of a 38-year-old man from Sheboygan. That investigation is continuing. Former Racine Police Department Assistant Chief Al Baker left to become the chief in Danbury, Connecticut in 2005, but after 11 years, he has retired and is coming back to Wisconsin, where he and his wife plan to spend more time with their grandchildren. The 61-year-old Baker, leaving 42 years of law enforcement behind, handing over the reins in Danbury to a 28-year-old law enforcement veteran. Baker is credited with leading Danbury through a period of transition, including into a new police building there, also into civilian dispatching. That, of course, taking place again in Danbury, Connecticut. Kenosha woman in court on the stabbing of a 12-year-old girl twice in the back. She'll undergo a mental competency evaluation. 35-year-old Jennifer Hernandez charged yesterday with attempted first-degree intentional homicide, armed burglary, and aggravated battery with a dangerous weapon. The incident occurring Sunday, according to court documents, girl had run into her home to retrieve a forgotten birthday present. Her stepfather, who was waiting for her in his car, heard her scream. Man told police he saw a woman standing in the doorway of the home with a knife, yelled at her, followed her to the parking lot of nearby Jeffrey Elementary School, and that's where police caught up with her. When he returned home, he learned that his stepdaughter had been stabbed, the girl with non-life-threatening injuries. Hernandez is going to be back in court July the 26th. It'll be determined at that point, possibly, if she is mentally competent to continue with the proceedings against her. In Mount Pleasant, the village board, as we told you yesterday, unanimously approving the voluntary separation agreement with Administrator Kurt Wallen, who'd been on the job just 3 years. In discussion afterward, it was Jerry Garski, the village president, having some comments. After accepting that agreement with Wallen, he said they're going to start to move forward.
There are things that I personally feel need to be adjusted, need to be discussed, need to be changed here in the village. I advocate for a village board that goes along with that.
That is Trustee Gary Feast. Meanwhile, Garski indicated a national search firm probably going to be hired to find the next administrator. In the interim, it'll be Police Chief Tim Zarzecki assuming that role. Southeast corner of Spring Street and Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant now has the appearance of being a lot more open. That's because of demolition of the old gas station building and some nearby homes is underway now for that $6 million plus development by the Welcome Brothers. The Mount Pleasant Village Board and Community Development Authority also unanimously approving a development agreement, which includes a number of financial incentives to make that project come to life as a gas station, restaurant, and donut store. Plan is similar to the Welcome's mobile station on Highway 20. The projected deficit at the Ridgewood Care Center for Racine County continues to grow. The process of marketing the nursing home for a possible sale, that is continuing as well. The County Board's Executive and Health and Human Services Committees met last night, a joint get-together, talking about the conditions they'd like to see included in a letter of intent to sell the facility. Afterward, County Board Chairman Rusty Clark said he felt it was a really good discussion.
The supervisors did address a lot of their concerns, and the broker is aware of the concerns, and we are see how everything goes down the road on the response back to selling Ridgewood.
The developer, the real estate broker, that is, Ray Giannini, telling supervisors once the request for offers gets listed, he's expecting several of them to come in. That part of the process probably going to take upwards of 45 days. Any offer, though, to purchase would have to be approved by the full county board. A $200,000 EPA grant is going to be used toward the environmental cleanup of some 9 acres on the south side of the old Racine Steel Casting site along North Memorial Drive. It's part of the ongoing effort to prepare it for reuse. At the Redevelopment Authority meeting, Roshana Kothari with the Brownfield Redevelopment Specialty Office for Racine County's Economic Development Corporation said this is going to continue the momentum off a fairly recent grant okayed for the north side of the property, where cleanup attention was focused initially. She said with the cleanup on that north side will be coming to an end, the south side, it's big enough to make it a two-parcel kind of approach.
And this is the second phase, so like this has been granted for the cleanup of the south lot. So we have divided the whole property into two parts, essentially, so that we can request for more money for the cleaning up of the site.
Said he has to kick in $40,000 as a match on the federal grant from the Intergovernmental Capital Account. Grant acceptance still has to go through the Finance Committee before reaching the full council for a final vote. Racine Unified School District with a number of staff and administrative vacancies to fill before the start of the next school term, but with the full belief by officials they will get that taken care of. The chief of human capital, Julie Landry, at a school board work session last night, talking about the need to fill about 100 teaching vacancies.
Vacancies and actively recruit for fully licensed teachers in those areas. So in the event that we are not successful in finding fully licensed teachers for all of those positions, those emergency licensed teachers will be returned to those vacancies. So the number seems quite high right now, but we're just at the very beginning of that process.
Superintendent Lalia saying that the goal always to hire licensed teachers, emergency licensed instructors, kind of the last option.
So some of those positions that are listed as vacancies, we actually have people
right
for them, but we have to do this other step first. And of course, always want to hire a certified licensed person first if they would apply. But since they're high shortage areas, we don't typically have a lot of applicants for those.
72 teacher resignations, they indicated, not considered excessive. Administrators for the schools, they were all on board by the 1st of July. 5 district administrative jobs still need to be filled. 2 are in special education, but those are because those employees moved on to become assistant principals. And the National Foundation for Governors Fitness Council is choosing Kenosha Unified's Washington Middle School as one of 3 schools in the state to be awarded a $100,000 Wisconsin Fitness Center grant to cover the cost of fitness equipment, the room design, delivery, and installation. The principal, Curtis Tolfrey, says providing access for students to exercise with up-to-date equipment, that's an opportunity that many do not have outside of the school day. Work on creating the new fitness center will begin next month at the school. Completion of that project expected by the end of September. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.